So we are at the 91st National FFA Convention.
Yes.
This year, can you just tell me how you're feeling right now?
I'm so pumped. Just getting done with our delegate luncheon and our sponsors luncheon and having done some rehearsals this morning, I'm just absolutely jazzed to see all these streets begin to be flooded with Blue Jackets.
And is it kind of crazy, I mean, in your mind that it's already National Convention? I mean, tell me what this last year has looked like for you.
Yeah, it has been a crazy year of traveling on the road for about 320 days. We started off with a lot of training, went into conventions and camps, and then finally full circle with National Convention prep. And at first it's kind of like, oh my gosh, this is a lot to take in, but honestly it becomes a part of your normal life, the traveling, the busyness, and so it's weird that 5 days from now it'll be done for us.
And this year's theme is Just One. Can you just give me, you know, your personal insight on what that means to you?
Absolutely. Our team got the chance to discuss a lot about what FFA means to us, and a lot of us throughout that moment kind of identified one time or one person or one encounter that ultimately changed the course of our lives. And so for me, that was my ag teacher sending me to Washington Leadership Conference and coming back and telling me that I was worth it. And so for me, that was my Just One moment that absolutely opened the doors to a broad horizon of leadership activities and so on and so forth through FFA.
That's awesome. And would you say that your FFA advisor had a lot to do with your success now?
Yes. Yep. So I actually had two FFA advisors. I had one through freshman through junior year, and then now I have my current one. And both of them have played a very significant role in just, I think the biggest role as an ag advisor is believing in people and telling them that you believe in them. And they've both done an excellent job at that.
That's great. And let's just go into, you know, this conference really quick. Can you tell me the most exciting part for you?
Oh, goodness. It's honestly all exciting. I'm super pumped to hear a lot of the keynote speakers and the messages my teammates bring forward. We've actually been rehearsing kind of behind the scenes from each other. So hearing their retiring addresses for the first time is something I'm really looking forward to.
And let's talk about the retiring address. What is something that we can look forward to? Can you just give us a hint?
Ooh, mine has to do with fighting your fears. Yeah, yeah. I actually don't even know what the rest of theirs are honestly about, but super pumped to hear them for sure.
That's exciting. And is there one thing that you would like to say about this year and what being a National FFA officer has meant to you?
I think the biggest thing that I've learned throughout this year is just give yourself a chance. I think a lot of times we count ourselves out before we've even given something a try or given ourselves the opportunity. And so this year's taught me that, and I hope that members in the future can give themselves a chance to be successful.
And any struggles that you or your team went through that was significant, do you guys have any?
Yeah, so this is kind of big. I back in May, I was diagnosed with Hodgkin's lymphoma, which is a form of cancer. And so starting in June, I've actually gone through chemotherapy for 5 months. So I would go home, get chemotherapy, and then go back on the road. And that was a really big, big, crazy thing that happened and unexpected for sure. But my teammates and our coaches and National FFA staff really surrounded me and fought with me. And that's actually kind of where I derive my retiring address from, is fight your fear. Because I think a lot of times we think our situation is the enemy, but it's actually our fear that's the enemy. So,
and going through something that big while holding such a high responsibility, I mean, I can't imagine what your thoughts were. What was one thing that went through your mind that kind of pushed you?
It's the members. It absolutely is the members. I can absolutely recall specific moments in time where national officers or state officers were the ones that told me I could do something, and knowing that I could still have that impact, whether I was feeling 100% or whether it was a little bit of a challenge to get out of bed that day, I know they deserve that same exact encouragement that I received.
That is incredible, and I'm inspired. Wow. Well, thank you so much for your time today, and I'm excited for this week.
Yeah, thank you very much.
All right, everybody, that is Corinne LaRue with FFA Today.